Good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome to our meeting. It is 1:30 on February 21st, 2023. Time to reconvene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. Rebecca Wolf, President of the Commission. To my right is Commissioner Sid Logan, Vice President. Commissioner Tony Olson, to my left, is Secretary. John Harlow, our CEO General Manager, is at the head table here. Joe Fina is Acting General Counsel. Melissa Collins, Commission and Executive Services Director, is at the same table. Allison Morrison is Corporate Board, to my left. Jenny Rich is at the sign-in table. She's Deputy Corporate Board. And Morgan Stoltzner, Deputy Corporate Board. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your cell phones or other electronic devices. Copies of the agenda are located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. Are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the published agenda?
No, Commissioner.
I have none.
Comments from the public is item number 3 on the agenda. And that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and persons shall be recognized to speak from the sign-up card located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. If you're joining by Zoom, click raise hand or dial *9 or push by phone. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name, and indicate where you're from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, hand them to the deputy clerk, who will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures, and please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board, and this ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. Please join me for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
thank you. Second today on our program is recognitions and declarations. We're very pleased to present our employee, Curtis Rodrigo. And lots of people are here in support. So I would like to introduce Keith Ellison, who will introduce Curtis Rodrigo.
Thank you. There's actually a better crowd here than I thought there was going to be today. It's a little unfortunate with the wind last night. We've got some crews still on unrest and a few still even working as we speak. So,
yeah, sure.
It's my pleasure to introduce Curtis Rodrigo as our February Employee of the Month. I had to make a promise to Curtis that I would keep this as short and sweet as possible. Believe it or not, Curtis is not real big on public attention, even for those of us that know him well. So I'll make it quick, Curtis, but I can't guarantee you for anybody else. Curtis is a perfect example of somebody that I feel is, you know, homegrown from our own system. He started here as an apprentice, worked his way through a lineman and up to a serviceman, the position he holds today. There's no question that Curtis is a great lineman and even a better serviceman, but as I thought about kind of what I was going to say this weekend, you know, I think a lot of stuff that I think more of what Curtis's character is than anything else. I mean, some of the stuff that came to my mind were kindness, integrity, honesty, loyalty. And I know, well, it sounds a little bit corny, but Curtis has the unique ability to just make a office fun. And I think the people behind me would probably attest to that. His personality is very infectious. And if you spend any time with him at all, it rubs off on you, like it or not. In our office in the mornings, I can always tell when Curtis is here well before he gets through the door. If he's laughing, I can usually hear him about 20 paces short of the back door. But if he does make it through, he comes through whistling every single day. And you know when he's here when you hear the whistle. As an employee, Curtis is just top notch. I'm not sure what else I can say besides that. He's the first one to go the extra mile for customers, for our own engineers, for me, and we really appreciate that. He never misses a call. I mean, he's spent many nights, many weekends, and holidays here working throughout the year, and the amount of hours that these servicemen work, it's just quite staggering. And personally, I'm not sure how they do it. I mean, today he's still up since, you know, he got called out yesterday at about 4 p.m. So we made him go home and take a shower before he came. He wasn't going to, but we made him. Yeah. He will take a call as, you know, as anything. It doesn't matter if it gets to him on the list as a flagger, a foreman, an operator. Curtis knows if it gets to him onto the list that he needs to come in and he's needed, and he's the first one to drop what he's doing and come in here. So he keeps all of the electricians and the engineers and our developers down in South County, you know, on their toes, and me as well. So. Got a lot of compliments over the years for Curtis, and it's almost come to the point where it's just become secondhand for me. I'll run through some of Curtis's work history here. Again, he started as they called it a pre-apprentice back in the day in 1994. It's kind of what we call a line helper these days. In 95, he started the apprenticeship here with PUD. In 99, he completed the apprenticeship and was promoted to journeyman lineman, where he's worked in the Everett, Monroe, Arlington, and the Linwood office, where he's at now. December 14, he was promoted to a line inspector, and then in 17, he became the serviceman that he is today. So with all that said, us in the Linwood office are a little upset with Curtis, because as of late last week, he's now accepted a serviceman bid up into the Arlington office. So. Some of us are having a real hard time with that. Where's Irene? Some aren't.
Clapping.
Yeah, she's the one that's probably clapping back there. And we're not sure if this nomination may have had something to do with him transferring up to Arlington. We're not sure about that yet. Both of his boys, Alex and Ryan, I'm not sure if they're here yet or not today, but they've recently joined the PUD as well, and they work as entry helpers out in Monroe and Snohomish offices. So, well, after Curtis is gone in
10 or so years,
we're going to have Rodrigos around here for a long time to come, and in my opinion, that's a real great thing. So that's all I had, Curtis. Good luck up north. We're certainly going to miss you. And it's my pleasure again to introduce him as the February Employee of the Month. I'm not sure if anybody else has anything to say.
Oh, let's do a few rounds on him. And then we'll
Sounds great to me.
Well, he does love this. He does have a very honest face. Thank you for mentioning that he's honest, because he sure is.
Okay.
But I want to hear him whistle. I want to hear him whistle.
I have to do it subconsciously.
Oh. Does it without even knowing. We could leave you with one of his face pictures, though, if you guys want to leave that here. Thank you again.
Oh, thank you.
You're up there for pills.
Where?
You gotta come up. We're not gonna stand up there by ourselves.
Why not? As the commissioners come around, I will say Keith said it. I think really well. Curtis is a character.
Curtis is a character. Hey, Will. Hey, right on.
No, right on.
I'm the commissioner. They have to keep a chain on.
He's an outstanding lineman. I know he goes above and beyond on every occasion, and just very, very well deserved, and super proud of you, Curtis.
This is for you to put on your desk or wherever you want to put it.
It won't fit.
Oh,
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, you're step by step by step get where you are, but all along the way you've done a super job. And we really don't take you for granted. We will never take you for granted. Or
appreciate
any
that.
Of your coworkers out there. No. We appreciate each and every one of you.
There we go.
Thank you.
Sure.
Well, great write-up. And what stood out to me, Curtis, was first name basis with almost all the builders in the county. You know, that's worth a load of gold out of Fort Knox for the utility, building those relationships. That really stood out to me. And I commend you for it. That's a great value for those of you that work with our building community. Can be a challenge at times, but I do appreciate it, and I enjoy waiting.
I found that part interesting where it said you don't hesitate to call the contractors back and make them do it right.
Well, that's what you have to do.
They all get it.
Yeah. So one of the things our write-up says is that you're being recognized for consistent brilliance. Which is a pretty high bar. I mean, we've given this award for someone who had one brilliant thing. And so being consistently brilliant is a pretty high standard.
Yeah, how do you
so
do that?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being a great team member.
This is a
and it shows in this room and it shows in those comments. So
yes.
Thank you so much.
Is that what you chose?
No?
Yes, exactly what I wanted. And we have a glamour photo.
Oh, nice.
You cut off the top of your head. I'm not 100%
that's all right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. They have plenty of my head right here.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, well, you raised it. If you want to raise and make a comment, raise your fan.
Raise your head.
Raise your fan. Comment. Oh, no? Nobody wants
you
to.
You started
y'all?
This.
Hey, you all hauled yourselves down here.
I can see. I'm excited to have him up in Arlington. I was shocked when he was on the blog, and he's such a good worker. I know Keith's mad at me, but we're all thrilled to have him up in Arlington. His integrity and his work ethic are.
Thank you. Commissioner Logan will love that too. That's
yeah,
that's his district, so he'll love that a lot too.
Where's you in Linwood?
Yes.
Anybody else?
Can Curtis introduce his wife and daughter?
Please.
Oh, I'm sorry, I should have done that too.
Oh. Where's your wife?
Thank you. My wife, right?
His wife, Christine. Yes.
Oh. Well, you got to come up for pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah,
get up here.
Oh, no. Okay. We'll have you take pictures with Curtis and then we'll step in for pictures.
Caitlin.
Yep.
Caitlin.
Christy.
You're Caitlin.
Yep.
Caitlin.
Yep.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
Welcome. Thanks for having us. Okay. Get out of here. I'm sure you're going to do them all at once.
Oh, thank you.
I'm getting over a bug. So
okay.
I'm not going to shake it.
You want to take a picture with just the family?
Where do you want me to stand?
Right here. Here. You can stand right here.
Are you sure? Okay.
Okay.
How do you really know? You don't. Is this just for them?
I don't know.
I'm bringing it.
Photoshop. Photoshop us out later if you want.
Drop them out later.
Okay.
Okay, now what have we decided?
Well, we'll get you in there.
Come on in.
We're all up.
Yes, get in here.
We make multi-million-dollar decisions.
Yeah.
We're not consistently brilliant.
Thank you.
We missed the click.
Silence.
All right. Congratulations.
No, I do not.
Thank you all for being here.
She's keeping one.
What?
Oh yeah.
Cool.
Oh, in my office at home.
Oh, nice.
To inspire me every day.
Spell her name wrong.
So, do they all want to stay for a really boring meeting?
Brilliant.
Being honest.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Curtis.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Here we go. Recognition didn't need to push it out.
No problem.
We'll take you for as long as we can get you.
Okay, well.
Good job. You didn't even cry.
That's wonderful. Glad all of those people showed up. That was great. So now we're moving on to comments from the public. Are there any comments from the public on items not on the agenda? So, no comments here in the room. What about on the phone?
Have you got any?
No one on the phone wants to comment today? Okay, so we'll move on to the consent agenda. Approval of minutes for the regular meeting of February 7th, 2023, bid awards, professional services, contracts, and agreements, and consideration of certification and ratification and approval of district checks and vouchers. I'll call for a motion. I move approval. Any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda? Any comments from you? Jen, commissioners? Consent.
I have no question.
Consent.
I have none.
Okay, thank you. So I'll call for the vote. All in favor, please say aye. All opposed, nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, number five on our agenda is public hearing and action. Consideration of a resolution authorizing the manager, Real Estate Services, to execute an easement amendment of an easement previously granted by the district in favor of the city of Everett. It allows the city to operate, repair, and maintain a recreational trail in a portion of the power line corridor property of the district, commonly known as the PNT right-of-way, located in the city of Everett, Snohomish County, Washington. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Commissioner Bull. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
What? Okay, and you moved approval. And
yes, I did.
Okay. Okay, I will now convene a public hearing. Maureen Barnes is here. She's available to answer any questions that we may have. Anyone have questions about this?
There's nobody calling in.
Nobody calling in? Okay. No comments from the public regarding the resolution? Are there any questions or comments from the commissioners?
I have none.
We've been thoroughly briefed on this.
Yeah, we've heard about it before.
Thank you, Maureen, for taking this on. And look forward to signing it next year.
A challenge that I hope you turn it into an opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're this close.
Well, it's been a long time. No. So I'll close the public hearing and call for a vote. How do you vote?
Oh, aye.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to say it. If you're in favor, vote aye. If nay, if no, please vote nay.
Aye.
Aye.
And aye. Item six is items for individual consideration. Consideration of a resolution appointing Tyler S. Wells as deputy auditor for the district. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Julia Anderson is available to answer any questions regarding the resolution. Are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution?
There's none.
Okay. Any questions or comments from the commissioners?
I have none.
I have none.
In that case, I'll call for the vote. Please vote aye or nay, depending.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I should say, the resolution is approved. Forgot to say that last time. CEO, General Manager's report. Are there any reports?
Yeah, I have a brief, just a couple items to share this afternoon. First,
Excuse me, Joe. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No worries. A cross-functional team has developed and issued an RFP for a 25-megawatt, 100-megawatt-hour battery energy storage, energy services agreement. The team now looking forward to the evaluation phase. We have also had a meeting with the City of Arlington and have developed concepts for the storage system to be sited at the North County facility. We will work on keeping the commission informed as we move forward with this important project. Also wanted to just mention, you may be aware, but we are formally launching our next, I'll say stage, I hate to call it a program, but stage of our safety culture journey. It's called We Power Safety. We'll get you one of these cards. It's really focused on what's called avoid drift into danger. And there's 7 key strategies that we will be deploying and training on to ensure that we continue on our journey to create a zero at-risk, zero injury environment. So excited about that. You'll be hearing a lot more about that from as we move forward with that initiative. Just a couple things that I've got going on. I have an APP executive and board meeting, as well as the APPA CEO search team meeting this weekend in Washington, D.C. And coming up on March 14th, Garrison Marr and I will be doing the State of the Utility presentation for the EASC. That's it.
Great. Thank you, John. Moving on to commission business, commission reports. Do we have your reports?
I have no reports.
I have no reports.
No more Boy Scout meetings?
No, but I did have, when I talked to the Boy Scouts, I had a Boy Scout that understood a microbial activity and lack of oxygen. Microbial activity, anaerobic microbial activity, and how they generate natural gas. I didn't say that, but as I was talking about
good Lord.
About our project turning manure into fuel, he interrupts me and explains this process to me. And so this was a Cub Scout.
I'm sorry. You should get a badge for that.
Maybe. I'm sure he's got a free badge.
Maybe you should get one too.
So, yeah.
That's impressive. Well, I don't have any reports this time either. We will soon because we're going to get really busy here with meetings coming up. The commissioner event calendar, are there any changes to the commissioner event calendar, commissioners?
Maybe. I don't think so.
Melissa, are we getting any closer to getting our information together about our retreat?
I'm putting it all together. That's going to be under the governance calendar.
I never can get this straight.
You're right. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, first we have to do the budget forecast. Then we get to governance. Okay, we'll have a slight delay. See under this.
So it's not on the event calendar?
We're on the event calendar.
Okay.
Okay, the events. No changes to the events calendar.
But it sounds like we'll have the State of the Utility coming up. Maybe we can bring large popsicle sticks to John's head in Harrison's.
Please don't do that.
See.
Okay, any other commissioner events? I know we have the State of Everett, but I don't know if that would be, if that's on our calendar at all. I believe we're all going to.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, and it's on our calendar.
Okay. So moving on to the 2022 budget forecast and major project status report, final results. Sarah Bond is available to answer questions regarding the report. Are there any questions from the commissioners regarding the report?
CFO insert.
Yes.
My questions this morning.
Yes.
I really appreciate this report. It's really,
yeah, I do
concise.
Too. Yeah,
it really helps us understand what.
I like it too. It's always nice to see the numbers. Thank you. Okay, so nobody has questions on that. Governance planning. Here we go. Finally, any changes to the governance planning calendar? And that was Melissa. You were going to speak to that.
So for the board retreat, I did receive something for each of you. I'm putting it all in your one document.
Okay.
Sean has been out on vacation, so I haven't had a chance to leave her in.
Okay.
And John and Sean and I will need to meet on that. So probably March.
Yep. So sometime in the next few months. Okay, is there any further business to come before the board?
I have none.
Thank you. Okay.
Hearing none, it is now 1:55 p.m. and the meeting is adjourned.